Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 5 of Don't Make Me Come Back. I am Dustin Nickerson, here with our producer, Stephen English.
Hey.
Man, thank you for tuning in. We've made it all the way to 5 episodes now. We are excited. Thank you to all of our listeners and those of you guys who've rated and subscribed and downloaded. Thank you to all of our international listeners.
Oh, yeah. Good day.
We've got 2 listeners in Cambodia.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the 1 listener in Cambodia who told a friend. Please tell us how you found our podcast. Yeah. Shoot us an email at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com or tweet at us, don't make me pod, or whatever. We want to know.
I think there's a couple of people in South Korea. Might be people that I know. But you know what? We're almost there. We're knocking on the door.
We're a pretty woke podcast. Yeah. So, you know, we want to all people.
Get out there.
We are doing our intro today here in Steven's living room.
Yeah.
We are in, what neighborhood is this?
This is University Heights.
So those of you who don't know about San Diego has a downtown, and then on the fringe of the downtown is all the hip neighborhoods. Yeah. All of them have Heights in it. Normal mm-hmm. Heights, mm-hmm. University Heights. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Heights. Low Heights.
Lower Heights.
Highest yeah. Heights. Hillcrest, those type areas. And this is the part of the city where you can find the skinny garbage cans. Out on the streets. We don't have those in the burbs. You've got those malnourished, skinny garbage cans. These hip young people putting 1 bag of trash.
Yeah. A lot of, there's pretty much, so the house I live in that's on the street, there's almost all, like, there's apartments pretty much up and down. And we have an alley behind us, and there's like a whole alley economy. Because of how many people are living here and how much stuff is out there. I mean, there's people constantly. If I haven't been to the dump, I don't think I would ever. There's nothing I could think of that's in this house that I would ever have to take to the dump. Not one thing.
I could see a few things.
I could. Trust
me. I'm just looking around.
Put it in the alley. It'll be gone 24 hours.
Oh, it's just gone immediately.
It's just gone. People take it. People take everything. People take everything on that alley. It is fantastic.
So that's why you guys have skinny garbage cans?
Yeah, because you don't need to. You don't need garbage. There's no such thing as garbage. Stopped putting stuff in the garbage can because we're like, well, someone will want
this. The neighbors need these.
Someone will want this.
We're being irresponsible by throwing.
Exactly. Just making it harder for them.
Our stuff away.
They're already taking garbage home. So.
This is compost for another person. You don't see the skinny garbage cans in the burbs because it's all Costco garbage. And that takes up, like, 1 trip to Costco fills up a skinny garbage can.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the boxes that to take the stuff home in.
Well, there's no children that live in this neighborhood. I mean, there are very children, but not like actual children.
Yeah, very, very few. Yeah. Yeah. They're all alley kids. They don't go to school.
Just playing stick ball.
They're all
the 1920s in the Bronx. They're all newsies.
Throw it in there, Johnny.
It's the 1 kid with the 1 crutch.
Yeah. Crutchy.
That doesn't really work, though, because this is actually the more expensive place in town.
Well, this University Heights now is, but when we moved in and before, it wasn't.
Oh, you're being that guy. Well, this used to be a bad neighborhood.
It used to be a bad neighborhood. Now you know what? Gentrification.
Frication.
Frication.
You said that word wrong.
No.
Gentrification.
I think I got it right. It's like fracking. Gentrification.
It's fraction. That's what it is. Episode 5 here, we have a fun episode where we talk wedding planning.
Yes.
With a 1, Stephen English.
That's me.
And a 2, now Dorothy English.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly Dorothy Tran.
And I think like Dorothy Tran sounds cooler than Dorothy. Dorothy English is an old, old woman's
Dorothy
name.
English sounds like someone who is not alive.
That's definitely, yeah. You talked about Dorothy English
if
in the past tense.
If you walk through a graveyard right now,
yes,
there's a 75 yeah. Dorothy English.
She's a past tense person.
Yeah,
she's not
all
a present tense.
Born in Duluth.
Yeah.
Anywhere between the Mississippi and the Colorado.
I don't know if we talk about this in the episode, but Dorothy's whole entire, like all of her sisters, she has 4 sisters, and it's Sheila, Nancy,
no,
Dorothy,
these names,
Paula, and then there's Michelle.
Those sound like Golden Girls.
They asked.
Those sound like Golden Girls.
Yeah. I think Sheila was born in America, and her parents didn't know any English. They're from Vietnam. They didn't know like a lick of English, and they asked the doctor what their daughter's name was. And the doctor was like 90 years old, and his daughter was like 50. And so he said Sheila, and they're like,
Dorothy,
that
here.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
so then
one of those fresh names.
Yeah, they just kept it going. And Paula's the youngest one, which is like I think that might even be like, I don't know, they're just such old. But then, and then
so
Michelle.
Funny.
Michelle's like the only one that has like a.
So Dorothy Tran, well, you know when Michelle is the hip name.
By far, by leaps and bounds.
That's a pretty
yeah.
lame name. So speaking of weddings, this is one story I want to tell. Melissa and I went to a wedding because we didn't get invited to yours. So we had to go to a wedding, obligatory wedding. And it was on her birthday. And it was some friends from my old day job. And I did not realize how jaded Melissa and I think a lot of older married couples had become towards weddings.
You're like, just calling everything out.
We laughed.
Yeah.
We were mocking the pastor. Like most of the time. Like we were kind of looking at, like he was doing the ring analogy.
Right.
You know, you're like, it's eternal and it doesn't end to
yeah.
show. And you're like, well,
hot take,
statistically,
guy.
About 50% of these have cracks in them. Ends up.
Yeah.
These are breakable rings. And they were doing the vows. And I like at one point, I just like you were looking at the bride and groom. And when you're younger, you're like, this is beautiful.
Right.
And then in my mind, I'm looking at this like, buckle up.
Yeah.
Like you're just more realistic about marriage. Like
right.
Today it's like till death do us part, and on. But like, wait till tomorrow, and you get to the airport, and she goes, "I forgot my passport." Now let's see,
right.
Let's see if you can remember your vows. Then
right,
it's like
right.
you go from till death do us part to I guess I'm going to Mexico alone
right.
in 24 hours.
I'm reactivating my Tinder.
Yeah.
On the flight over there.
Oh, it's gonna be like this. How do you forget that? You know,
yeah.
like it. That's. Yeah, I don't, and I think that's just like I think that's a fine, healthy approach because like marriage is that Melissa and I are happier when we are complaining together.
Yeah,
and we root for them the best. They had it was like a Disney themed movie or wedding.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, yeah, life is a Disney movie. The first 5 minutes of Pixar movies. That's what it is. That's life. And you don't know if you get the next hour in 25 minutes.
Right.
You don't know.
Yeah.
It's all of the first 5 minutes of Pixar movies strung together. You lose that. You lose that. That burns down. You lose that.
Yeah.
You over and over.
The next thing you know, you're in a dumpster, almost in a dumpster fire with a bunch of toys. And you're.
You know what? You know what Disney movie? Yes, marriage is a Disney movie, and you are Bambi's dad, and your spouse is the hunter. that's marriage. You don't know, and you can be happy, but it's anyway. I hope the best for him, and
yeah.
I hope the best for you guys.
Many
I just,
mazels to him.
I don't. I you know. I think the weddings are beautiful, and but maybe it was just because we were like, listen. We're going to get out of here soon. So we're like, can you wrap this up?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your lady, where they can find her, what she does.
Yes, she is.
Why is she so much better than you?
She is an actual full-time professional creative or artiste.
She does audio things that people listen to.
People.
Unlike us.
Yeah, she actually has advertisers. she gets. You know, she's on air. She's a on air radio personality.
That's her handle. at Dorothy on Air.
Yeah, she's Dorothy on Insta. Air. Find her on everything. I'm sure she'll tweet this out. All of her followers don't even know who I am, I don't think. They still are trying to figure out who I am.
So we recorded this episode talking about wedding planning before you guys got married.
Mm-hmm.
So you're now married. Yes. I wouldn't know because I didn't get invited to the wedding, which we talk about at length in this episode.
Just let it go, man.
Just bitter.
You wouldn't be able to read the Vietnamese. They were all the
Is that what it was? You couldn't go unless you were.
You wouldn't have been able to read it.
Now you're just being insulted.
You would have been confused on what time, where it's at.
It's a fun episode talking about all the stuff that goes into wedding planning and the stress, and to have a couple that was actively doing it.
Yes.
It's something that's a long time ago for me, but I think a lot of stuff in there that people can relate to. So we hope you guys enjoy. Again, if you have not already, please rate us 5 stars on iTunes and subscribe and leave a review and follow us on all of our socials. Like us on Facebook, Don't Make Me Come Back There, and on give us a follow on Twitter at Don't Make Me Pod, and send us an email. Let us know about topics you'd like us to talk about, maybe some guests at Don't Make Me Come Back There, gmail.com. That's it. Yeah. Enjoy the episode, everybody. All right. Welcome, guys. Thank you for being here. I am so excited to talk to you guys. Yeah. About wedding planning.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There's one thing we don't talk about enough is
wedding planning. Don't you miss wedding planning?
Well, so when we got married, my wife and I, the lovely Melissa Ruth Nickerson, formerly mm-hmm. Melissa Ruth Hoagland, I was a child. I was 19 when we got married, and I did nothing. I was just naive to even what was happening, and my wife is a great event planner. She had planned her senior prom, which was the closest event she had planned to when we got married.
That was 3 months prior, yeah.
Wait, so you guys got married like fresh out of high school?
Yeah, well, it was a year. The following summer. So 12, 13 months after, yeah. So I was not involved with our wedding planning much at all.
Right.
Here are my contributions that I remember. Two big contributions. One, I chose the music mm-hmm. That was being played when people sat.
She didn't even trust you with the reception music.
No, the reception music. And it was like all like 80s butt metal love songs.
Yeah.
Like it was like Love Bites and like More Than a Feeling, which was great.
Okay.
More Than a Feeling's a great song. It was a nice touch. Yeah. You know, everyone's like, what is happening right now? No one expecting a little Canon and D. No, right. None of that. And then we didn't serve alcohol at our wedding because we were underage.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Aww. Not even wine coolers? No Zimas?
You guys remember Jones Soda?
Yeah.
Jones Soda was like a really popular soda for a few years.
It's got weird bubble gum.
Yeah, and it started in the Northwest, sure. So it was a very Seattle thing. And you could get custom bottles with your faces on them and stuff.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
Was what we served. We had Jones Soda, bubble gum, and wild cherry. So I helped pick out that, and then we wrote little captions on them. Those were my two contributions. I wrote the captions.
Well, in fairness, Halo had just come out, so you probably were pretty busy.
Wait, Dustin, ask Steven what his contributions are. Please.
Yeah, Steven. Oh. Is that? Oh, we're going right there.
All right. Oh, shots fired. Actually, I think I picked my groomsmen.
Gosh.
I had to plan my own bachelor party, which was very stressful.
Can you hear my eye roll right now?
Oh my gosh!
I can't make decisions. I'm very bad at making decisions. So I was supposed to make a decision on what the groomsmen were wearing, like the suits. So we're going to order the mm-hmm. suits, and I legit was just like, Dorothy, you have to do this.
I can't do this.
Like I can't. I will just sit here all. I'll just sit
I
here.
I love Steven dearly, but it wasn't Dorothy. You have to do this. It was, hey babe, you need to order your suits. Hey babe, you need to order your suits. Hey babe, you need to. Babe, it's like 2 months away. You need to order your suits. I said, finally, I'm just taking over. I did.
But that was the right. I made that decision, was a good decision.
Yeah.
So I made that decision, which was good. So there you go. I mean, I can delegate. That's what I'm here.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm passing out.
Yeah.
Our things were I would make decisions, and then Melissa would go, huh. And then she would make the decisions. And then after a few of those, I'd be like, no, I should wear.
Know your role.
I should wear Jordans with my suit. Because that was big in the 2000s, too. So, okay, so rewind.
Yes.
When the wedding is
July. This July.
Oh my God.
Yeah, July 13th.
Almost exactly 2 months. 2 months.
A little over 2 months
away. And you have been engaged. You've been
since September.
You've been betrothed.
Yeah, September.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did the wedding? When did the planning actually start, though? Because then you guys, you well, what?
We had a place.
You had a thing.
We had a place, and then so we were gonna go to the San Diego Yacht Club, and it was gonna be all good, and like we were on the day of like trying to sign the contract, and then we asked them, so how does parking work? And this lady goes, oh, well, it's just members only parking. On the weekends,
you can invite our members. We have to your wedding. 70
people. Right? I'm like, we have 270 people at this wedding. We're like, we're asking, can we get more people? Can we, like, what's the max wedding you can have?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but there's street parking.
Oh gosh.
And yeah, like, three blocks away or a paid lot.
Yeah, paid lot. We get some of those petty bikes that you can take in.
So then we had to scramble and we found another place.
And where's it at?
Marina. So now it's Marina Village. Marina Village. We had to switch days too. So of course everything's booked in the summer, especially like if you're changing dates a little over 3 months out, everything's gonna be booked.
Sure, yeah.
So
they're looking at you when you go up like you are so behind.
For real, yeah, they're like, when's your wedding? Like, we're like, what's in wrong 3 months. And they're like, well, when's your divorce?
Because you guys Dave and Buster's is open.
Yeah, right? Seriously. Yeah. So we went with the Friday the 13th because it was either that or Sunday.
Oh, that's memorable.
Yeah,
that's
and cool. A lot of our friends had already booked plane tickets, so it's like, dude, we can't ask them to pay an extra, like, you know, couple hundred bucks on top of that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So you guys are technically already married? Yes? No?
Yes, technically. Civilly.
Oh,
Steven forced me.
We're civilly married for taxes. We got married for taxes. Because we got married for taxes.
So that you have both winked and eye rolled already.
Yeah, I know. I was like.
Then we're going to have.
We're having three weddings. Three weddings.
Okay. We had a courthouse wedding.
Yeah.
That was for the government. A wedding at a Catholic, Dorothy's Catholic. So we have to have a short ceremony at the Catholic Church the week before.
Have to.
This is have to.
Literally have to.
Otherwise, my parents will not participate in our wedding.
They're
holding us hostage.
Just like Jesus would want it.
The other day when I told you I had to go meet a priest and you thought I was joking.
No.
I literally had to go meet a priest and like talk to him. And because I asked you, like, have your wife, have you and your fiance or whatever, have you guys discussed just the most off the wall stuff where it's just like, no, I don't think so. I mean, like, it's.
Oh, well, I'm on the seat here. I'm curious what you said. What was one of the things that you said you're not sure?
I just said a lot of stuff because I didn't know. It's like, are you and your wife on the same page when it comes to like the sacrament of the thing? And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Like it was just things like, I don't know. I don't even know what they're.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's like, where do you fall right in the schism?
Yeah, yeah,
you,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know this stuff.
Which sacraments are you actively practicing?
And the worst, I went to Catholic school for 4 years, and I had no idea what any of the stuff they're asking was. I did not do well.
I feel like his best intentions are, hey, we want to make sure you got a strong marriage and things are good. Let's ask the nitty gritty question. Worst intentions, like, hey, neither of these two are actually practicing Catholics. Let's just put them through the ringer. Let's just make this awful for them and then make sure they never want to come back.
Yeah. For sure, right? Weed them out.
Yeah, we're going to do another class if you do like a whole week, a whole Saturday.
Yeah, a 9 to 4 thing. Did you guys do that when you guys got married, Dustin?
Yeah, so when we got married, we were part of a church and it was very different. We went through like a premarital class and it was like counseling with like an older, the pastor married us and his wife. And it was actually really good. Like, we would go over to their house. We would have dinner. We would just kind of chat through issues. We would get, you know, advice. And, yeah, like, there was like, a curriculum or something we went through, but it was really loose. It was more just like, hey, we're about to get married. You guys have been married for a long time, you know, and they would kind of, like, mentor us. So you guys, so you're mixing religions. You're mixing families.
Mixing cultures.
Races. You're mixing all of it. This is like a movie.
This is. It's one big stressful movie.
Right.
Except for instead of an hour and a half, it's been since September. So it's been like 7 months of it.
Well, let me ask this. Are both sets of family members like pro you guys getting married?
Yes.
100%. That they like you.
Like they wish we had done it, you know, last year.
Yeah. Now, so this always happens though, because it's not about when that stuff happens, it's not about, at least in my opinion, like it's not about for you guys. It's not even what they think. It's like, well, we got to keep appearances for the rest of the family mm-hmm. because your yeah. parents mm-hmm. don't mm-hmm. want to have that kid that didn't have a Catholic wedding because that's yeah. like a, they feel like that's a reflection on them.
That's exactly what, especially in Asian cultures, because yeah, right. you know it is all about, you know, saving oh, yeah. face and no not kidding. Being an embarrassment to the community, and like there is so much pressure on. You know, the OGs, that's what we call them, the parents, the right? The OGs and beyond, that generation yeah. of how you are presented and what society thinks of you, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas here in America, we're like, who gives an F, you know?
Yeah,
like, we
yeah.
don't care.
No, you no. know? Just go have Elvis marry you.
Yes. Right, right. So, like, true story, one of my sisters said, I'm not doing Catholic wedding. Her husband wasn't religious at all. That's not what they wanted. They wanted a small little thing. They right. went to Vegas, and my parents were invited, but they legit did not show up, and my sister, my mom, and my dad did not speak for like 3 years.
Yeah.
It was
gosh,
so bad.
So brutal.
Stressful.
So bad, yeah.
Stressful.
And it was like, you know, and it was sad because it affected my sister's life, and like they missed my sister's first baby because
man.
Of that, gosh. You know? And I think that's after that, that's when they realized, okay, like, you know, they're both my sisters
right.
and my parents are really stubborn, and that's when it's like, okay, that's really sad. You missed your daughter for having her first baby because of that.
Your sister is stubborn. No one else in the family. just
well, it's like, actually kind of helpful for you because it's like your sister, you know, like called their bluff.
Yeah, and totally.
Like, we're not bluffing.
Yeah. Totally.
And now you're like, all right, I'll get married. Yeah. yeah. I'll do the small little
yeah,
ceremony.
Yeah, we'll do the thing.
So that's the second wedding.
That's
little
the
Catholic,
second
wedding. And then there's
the real one. And then the
they're a week apart.
The fun one.
Is that
one that we...
Let the record show, I have not been invited to any of the three, and one of them has already happened.
So. Nobody was invited to the first one.
That's yeah.
Right. I begrudgingly did it.
Yeah, 0-3.
Well, it was, yeah, you didn't, I didn't have a ring. Did you bring
did you
your,
just
I
have to
have
get
ring?
It done before the end of the year?
Yeah,
got
it December 28th or something like that.
You're so romantic.
I know.
But in fairness, I mean, we saved some money. I'm frugal, man. It was a smart decision.
Yeah.
I get it's not the romantic decision, but you know, in every relationship, someone's got to be the one who's
what?
Doesn't,
what
doesn't
word
plan
are you
anything?
Gonna say right now?
Yeah, right. No, right?
I'm never mind. I'm just. I think it's funny though that like talking about like mixing the cultures or whatever. That like Dorothy, when she was younger, her parents would say, "You have to marry a Vietnamese Catholic boy."
Yeah. For sure.
And then she got to be like in her like mid-20s and they're like, just marry a Vietnamese boy. And then she turned like 30 and they're like, just marry a boy. Marry a boy. Just marry a boy. As long as he's nice, marry a boy.
5 years later, I'm like, just marry.
Yeah, just
marry. Marry, marry. Just marry, marry. Just do whatever you got to do.
Don't
die alone.
Steven's parents are like, just have a baby. That's all we want.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents don't care. They're like, they're baby crazy.
You just need to watch that your dad's blood pressure. That's the only
blood sugar.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. right. That was so crazy. Yeah. Okay.
Theoretically, this has already been talked about on the podcast,
yeah.
so they know this.
Hopefully,
old story.
Hopefully, you've listened to the one before.
On randomly on a plane, Stephen's dad passes out next to me.
That was so random.
On a plane to Detroit.
Detroit, what? I didn't realize it was him until we landed, and I texted like, "Yo, your parents going to Detroit?" And he said, "No."
Yeah, I was like, "No, why would they be going to Detroit?" But then I realized, "Oh yeah, they did have to go to Detroit."
That was so nuts.
Like, I mean, they were like on their way somewhere else, but I forgot they had, were on a plane. Yeah,
yeah.
Is my
I didn't. I was like annoyed by him on the way in because he was like singing in the rampway. I was like, "Who
was
is this
really?
Guy?" And then I come down, and he's got the middle seat next to me,
dipping
and his
bopping
lady next just boom, 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 wants to talk. I'm like, I don't want any of this. And
that's
then,
why you don't have an invite, bro.
Yeah.
He was trying to tell you how weak he was. He's like, you know, I'm feeling a little. Can you? I can't even reach
man.
The thing. And you're like, yeah, whatever, dude. And you put your headphones in.
And
wow. Yeah.
I didn't. Yeah, when he went, I thought he was just like nauseous or something
because
he was not feeling good. And I was like, dude, man up. But he's like woke his, because he woke his wife up, your mom, and he's like, I'm not feeling good. I was like, just get this puke bag and figure this out. And then ding, is there a doctor on board? Boom, someone coming down, oxygen, the whole thing.
Dang.
And then I came back like 10 minutes later. He's cracking jokes.
Oh,
it's like I got you a upgrade to first class. Yeah. I was like, man, stop this.
You won't. Can't stop, won't stop.
Johnny English, Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
That's right.
Now, are they, now what's, so that's your, what's John English and what's Mama English's name?
Cynthia.
How are they with the whole thing right now?
They're good. I mean, I'm the baby by 9 years, so you, they've been waiting for
the
me.
Are the siblings married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kids, they're all married, and kids. And
your two, Dorothy? Are you?
All of them except for my younger sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have four sisters in there total.
She's dating a dude named Chip, which I'm like...
We met him once.
I just don't like his name was Chip, and I was like, oh, like, ooh, come on. You better be, if you come to a fa-, this is just advice for anyone who's listening to this. If you're coming, let's say your name is Chip, let's say your name is Dustin, maybe you have a boring dude name, you better come very fun.
Oh, Chip,
you better
is
be
way
very
different.
Fun.
Chip's not a boring name.
Ooh, Chip's a very boring name.
To me,
name.
Chip, you like, you like an eccentric CEO or like an Uber driver. You know, like.
Just, you better come fun. You better be fun when you come. Yeah. But he was not, he just, the name put him in a hole that he just couldn't dig himself out of. We'll cut all of this. I don't want Paolo to hear this, but we're not going to cut it.
You're so dumb. Paolo,
we're never going to put this podcast out. Yeah. This is the 9th episode we've recorded. Zero posted. Zero.
Do it though.
Yeah. Now we're hitting our groove.
Each week I take more responsibilities from Steven.
This is, we're not even
like Steven, can you just
there's not even a card in this. We're just sitting here just
no,
talk
just going.
Three people talking on microphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It adds some about, you know, some looseness to it. So so okay.
So yes, yeah, so
your family's cool with it. In the third wedding, so Catholic wedding is a go though. You've gone through all the steps on that.
Yeah,
pretty the class.
Much. We just have one, the class to do. Okay. And Steven has a paperwork thing to do.
I do.
Yes, you have to find your baptism.
Do you have to get like baptized in the Catholic Church? Or
no, he has to show his proof that he was baptized when he was a baby.
I was so my parents, we went to church for like 6 weeks when I was a little kid, and it just happened to be like in the 6 weeks where it was like you get baptized. Like,
yeah,
when I was a little kid, so I have to find that, which I don't even know how to. I don't know how to find that.
It's your rebirth certificate.
I gotta find
what
that.
They're asking
for. Exactly. I gotta find that. I'll show you the picture from that day though. I was wearing a pink shirt with big gigantic white polka dots on it.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was so fly. And
how
my
old
best friend
you, how
Ryan.
Old were you?
I'm 35.
How old were you?
Oh, how old I?
Why would I care right now? How old are you?
So let's see. So I'm 35 now. Yeah. I was not 8 or 9, I guess.
Oh, wow, you were old.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
Yeah,
it's like that baby baptism.
No,
Catholics will dunk them early.
Yeah,
I was like
one
super
month.
Like I was
yeah,
like
it's not believer's
I like
baptism.
Tucked my own shirt in and put my own belt on like for it. Like it was a real, I was like an adult.
Yeah.
My friend Ryan was there, you know Ryan.
Yeah.
He went there and he was wearing, I was so mad because I thought we had to get dressed up, so I was like to the nines. Well, you know, pink shirt, big white polka dots. Enough to the nines. And he showed up in a t-shirt and shorts, and I was never madder at him in my life than that day. Hmm. Except for all the other times I've been at it.
So you get a certificate that now you have to find from 25 years ago.
I have to find a thing from 2.5 decades
ago.
That's
so funny that they went. My sister was baptized when she was a baby, and like my family never went to church. It was just like their first kid. Like, hey, we better baptize them. And by the time they had me 3 years later, like, nah.
So let's just get an above ground pool.
Yeah,
let's get the Bible
in
an above ground pool.
So when did you get baptized?
I got baptized like when I like started going to church in high school and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it was my own thing.
That was your choice.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are all lined up on the Catholic wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you go through the class. And then, but the big work is the. It's so annoying that you have that extra little thing, though. As if the first wedding, the big wedding, is not enough. You
right.
have, like, the, oh, yeah, I got to go be Catholic.
It's also super stressful, too, like, that we're already married. So it's, like, it's just, like, it's
does
like
it
planning
like,
a wedding
hey,
when you're
already,
married is,
yeah.
like, it's always, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, yeah, like.
No, because I feel like we're not, because we haven't, we didn't really do, like, a ceremony. I don't really feel like we're married.
That's true.
It just feels like
on paper.
It's just.
It's just on paper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even walk down the aisle in a white dress. And
me neither.
You can.
The wokest wedding of 2018.
You walked out together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. You're piggybacking her.
No, we'll have a walk off down the aisle.
Yeah, yeah. That would be so good.
I do love Drag Race. I do love RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, all the gifts you send me are just all RuPaul.
Just all,
oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
all I, yeah, it's just have them all
such
on Jackie.
Show.
They're very expressive.
Good. They're good. They just they match any occasion.
So where are you? You just have the venue. You got a guy who's doing the ceremony. I'm available.
Steven's brother.
I think my brother's going to do it.
Thanks for asking. Okay. I'd have been a good rate. I can do those, man. But I didn't get any type of invite. I actually have officiated 4 weddings, and 2 of them have gotten divorced. So I'm like 50-50.
Okay. Yeah, wow. We totally want you to officiate our wedding. With
I feel
your
like
track
I
record.
Should have like a business Yelp review. Yeah. Where, like, that's how people are like,
two and a half stars. Yeah.
Two didn't stick. But that's the national rate. That's all right.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
I officiated my buddy's wedding, and a guy I know from the Air Force, and he's Cambodian. He's Cambodian. And so I always knew him as Hang, like H-A-N-G.
Yeah.
And he tells
me. His name's spelled H-A-E-N-G.
It's spelled, okay. Yeah. Right before, maybe about 15 minutes before the ceremony starts, he goes, hey, my dad and my mom's family all came in. He's like, I'd really appreciate if you could just try to pronounce my name the traditional way. And I go, oh, sure, of course. Yeah, I mean, I'll try. And he goes, yeah, man, it's like hand, but with a G. And then he just walks away. I was like, I don't know.
Handigen?
I was like, Gand? Is your name Gand? Like, is that? I don't know what that means.
Handigen.
It was. Handigen. It's hang.
It's hang.
Hang. It's hang. It's like it's
hang. I think.
So I'm doing the ceremony, know. And I'm at certain points. I'm not at certain points. I'm just like, do you take him? I'm like, I can't, because I'm just messing up so much. I feel so embarrassed, and like, so then I got the wedding. I'm like telling Sally and Gand, I'm telling him, like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. Like, I didn't mean to mess up. Like, I didn't know how to say it. And he's like, yeah, it's fine, man. You did well, you know. And his wife was, like, being nice about it. And then they show this video of all the groomsmen, including his brothers, every single one of them. Hey, Hang, it's nice. I was like, why did you like, no one's ever called you Hang in your life. But it was
brutal.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a venue. You got food?
Yes, we're doing a Hawaiian-style food, okay. Like Islander food.
Okay. So like,
it'll be like Kalua pork.
Okay, just a pig.
He's from Samoa.
Just a luau.
We do have a pig. We have
Guam,
a full
babe.
Pig.
He's
like
from
do
Guam.
A full pig.
Cambodia.
Yeah.
China.
I got one of my really good friends. We love him. He's from Cambodia.
Yeah.
I don't care if his ethnicity or his culture. Great friend. Yeah. Don't know how to say his
name.
He's from great friend.
He's from West China. I feel like it's one of them China islands.
China islands. Yeah.
So we're going to do Islander food, like Kalua pork.
I would love to come to this wedding. I would love to
Can
come
you bartend?
To this wedding.
Okay, do you have a bartending license?
You just assume because I'm a comedian, I also
you
bartend.
Also,
yeah.
You can just be the Uber.
No, I drive
Uber.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we do need a car service.
Yeah.
No, I'm very successful.
Yeah.
So he's rolling along. I like the cake story that you told me the other day. You were at Twigs or
whatever,
right?
We went to that.
Such good cake.
It was super good. I'm not a big cake person. I don't like cakes a lot, but I was eating this passion fruit cake and this other. I was just like, all these cakes, they had put rose water in one. I was like, yo, this is so good. I was literally having like the best time of my life. And the guy brings the contract over and it's I don't know, $1,200 or something like that, it says.
Yeah.
And so he's like, so do you want to sign? You got to pay half now. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm like, I have the pen in my hand. And Dorothy's like, no, well, you know, let's like think about it. Let's wait. And so we get to the car and she's like, that's like almost more than 2 times more expensive than the other place was. But right now I'm in the mode where if someone tells me $1,000, I'm like, that makes sense. Like you could tell me anything. You could tell me anything costs $1,000. And I would be like, yep, that's how much wedding stuff costs. Like it's always everything's 4 figures or above. And
it's
I'm just
so ridiculous how expensive things are. Like, I mean, that cake was delicious, but not $1,200. Delicious.
Now that I know, the other cakes are $500.
No, cake
like, $1,200. I was like, yeah, $500 cake is
even
just
$500
like,
cake is expensive.
You eat it and all your joint pain's gone.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. All the mad ginseng.
Yeah. You can slightly levitate now.
Yeah.
Just a little. Don't be crazy, but just a little levitation on top of the bed. So you guys got the that's all squared away. Now let me. Are you guys paying for the wedding? That's a personal question.
This isn't
a
real podcast, so it doesn't matter.
We are. We're paying for it. But traditionally, how it goes in Vietnamese weddings is guests don't bring gifts; you just bring money.
Oh, that's
and,
nice.
Yeah, and each person brings, you know, it's $100 a person. So it kind of washes out.
$100 to go to the wedding. I'm not going to this wedding.
So like, oh my.
I'm out.
Yeah. We're going to get there eventually.
That's so funny because you got to think about that as like, oh, get like if you're like times are tight, you're like, how much do you like this couple?
No, seriously,
you got to get on the registry real quick. Get that egg beater they really wanted from
$20.
$48. No, yeah. So is that only the Vietnamese side that does that? You don't say like $100 cover charge.
No.
Two drink minimum.
Hey, let me see how much you got in that envelope. Yeah. That's not enough. Turn
that
around.
ATM. ATM's right around the. There's an ATM six blocks down, cousin.
And what if we like really got an ATM and like put it up right there?
$5 fee, $5 service charge.
Have you ever had a gig where you had to get, where someone had to go to an ATM after? That happened to me one time. This is a crazy stereotype. I did a show at a black church, and all the stereotypes are true on this church. The microphone is gold. Uh-huh. No reason.
Okay.
The pastor's doing time. All the comedians are running the light by so long. Yeah. And we're all just like at the end, like, all right, so we ain't paid. He's like, all right, I got to go to that ATM. Like, you knew there was a comedy show today.
Day. You had this entire like week to get there.
You were working on your sermon set. Yeah. So how big is the wedding, though? You said it's like 250,
no, about 6,000 people, I feel like.
No, I told.
Well, yeah, if you're getting $100 so a person.
It's 320.
Exactly. So it could be as big as. So her mom gets.
100.
100.
People to invite, including like our family and their friends.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You guys divvied it up like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
they have their own.
So if I want to get in, I got to
get
in.
Can you read
Vietnamese? Because her mom has her own invites in Vietnamese.
Okay, so right now, this is,
it's serious, man. It's like not, man. This is technically like another whole wedding. Like a whole other wedding is getting planned because there's a whole like separate Vietnamese. We have to do.
I'm stressed just hearing
bottles of
about
Henny,
this.
Bottles of Henny have to be on every table.
Yeah, but that's the fun part about a Vietnamese
That's fun.
Wedding,
that's fun, but it's you gotta do, there's like so
there's
much.
There's always a ton of alcohol. Yeah.
Sure.
But like in the time that we
were
sitting
here. Well,
that's the
Catholic side. That's the irony. Like you go through all this stuff and then you. Protestants don't party like that at weddings.
No,
a lot of them are no alcohol. Depends, And then I remember you go to a Catholic wedding, you're like, when did you start drinking?
Yeah.
It's like, this was a wedding week.
I will say that one thing I learned from Catholic high school was that Catholic people will, at the drop of a dime, will find any excuse to bust out like 19 bottles of wine per day. Like they just get like crab feast. We had a crab feast every
biblical.
Single month.
Water to wine. That
every
was at a wedding.
Month.
Right?
That was at a wedding. And people were mad that he made
was
the
that
wine.
At a wedding?
That was at a wedding. Yeah,
I did
was
not
at the
listen
wedding
at all
in Cana.
School.
Yeah, no, I get you with those Bible verses, man.
I should listen. To
I know.
That's the whole amazing story, right? So they run out of wine. It's at a wedding. They run out of wine, and then Jesus is like, "I got this." And then he goes to the water, and they turns it into wine, and that's emotion.
Yeah. You can't see it, but it was very. That was very, very biblical what he did.
And then everyone's mad because they're like, this is the good wine. You bring out the good wine at the beginning, which is so funny because that, you know, the whole idea of that is like everybody's so drunk. It doesn't matter what the wine tastes like anymore. And the guy who's in charge of the party is like, this is the stuff you're supposed to make early. So that's why I always like when people are like, well, Jesus didn't really endorse alcohol and stuff. You're like. No, man, he made wine, and it was good.
It was good. It was good. That was like a
it wasn't boxed,
93 you know? Point from wine enthusiasts. Yeah. That was that good Cabernet.
Yeah, yeah. Funny if he rolling with Jesus with some boxed wine. He's rolling
from Franzia. I turned water to Franzia.
They're like, it's still water.
Side story real quick. Speaking of boxed wine, I went to a country concert last summer, and these girls were going around. They took the wine bag out of the box.
Yeah.
And they would slap the wine. Oops.
Ooh.
Slap the wine, and then you would have to chug from it.
Oh, gosh.
And so they made me do it.
It's a Catholic wedding.
No, this is just like, yeah.
This is one of the sacraments.
But yeah.
So you are in 2 months left. What big things do you still have to do? What's like the most stressful thing, right?
Decide
now?
If I'm gonna show up.
If you're gonna say yes.
I will murder you right now. No, we have to we've got like a lot of the big things. I should say I got a lot of the big things
yes,
done.
Good. I'm glad you said
it's
that.
Just like the little details.
We gotta like decide like, you know, because we have a really big wedding, so we can't have like a lot of kids. Do you know what I'm saying? Because there's so many people that are coming, like we can't, you know. So we have to like decide. Like I have friends that like my best man, his family is all like, we didn't send them invites because they all have like a ton of kids. So it was like, but then they found out I forgot that.
That's messed up. Mm-hmm. You guys were that couple.
Not me.
We no, invited. I invited his parents and Isaac as his best man.
That's messed up.
And then we forgot. I kind of forgot more you about forgot.
You ever heard of babysitters?
Yeah, but they live like you know on the East Coast.
Couples appreciate weddings.
They live on the East Coast though.
Melissa
they live
and I
Coast.
Go to a wedding in June. We lined up to sit there 4 months in advance.
Do you really?
We got a hotel. Yeah. We got the whole thing.
It's your night out.
Married couples love weddings.
Yeah. You know what wedding you're not going to? July 13th.
Because
you ain't got that.
I don't got that honey, man.
You don't got that.
The tip jar for the stats has been light, man. I got that summer pay in comedy. I got nothing.
So let me ask you this actually. When you got married, were you guys high school
there's
sweethearts?
There's so little to learn from our like process.
Yeah.
That's why when people are like, you know, asking for like dating advice or like you know, what there's so little to learn cuz yeah, we met in high school.
Yeah.
As a sophomore or I was a junior, she was a senior.
Ooh,
went to a different school.
Nice.
Right. Did you get that senior from
no
another
one believed
school?
You. Yeah. No one believed you that you had a girlfriend. Yeah. You're like, "No, she's a senior at the school."
Until homecoming. They're like, and she was like a cool senior at the other school. Like she was like a jock.
Lip ring?
Yeah. No, not that kind of cool. Come on.
I cannot see. 90s
cool. No. Nose ring at least?
Come on, man. Stop that, man. Driving her little Dodge Neon. It was like, you know, we dated for 2.5 years. She went to college and like I was like, I had like the fear of like, that was the biggest thing. The biggest, I was like, the only real strain we ever had was like, I cannot lose the girl to college.
Yeah, because a lot of the times it happens.
Because I'm in high school.
Yeah, right? You can't do anything about that.
No, and so I started going to community college because you could do that in high school. And I was like, I'm in college too. I'm just, I go to the one where it's free. And and I would drive up there like 3 or 4 times a week, you know, like because it was like 45 minutes away. So, yeah, we were dating for like 2.5, 3 years or whatever. But it was one of those like, hey, it's probably time to get married, right? You know?
Yeah,
like,
right.
And there was some practical things, too, because we were in college, so we could get, like, the married housing at, like, her college, which was phenomenal.
Where did she go to school?
She went to Seattle Pacific. So it was really close to where I went to school. It was on Nickerson Street. Our first house was on Nickerson Street. It was this little dump. It had rats. The whole street. Nickerson Street had a lot of rats. So there's not a lot to like take away from it as far as like wedding planning or relationship or advice go. It's like a nice story though.
It's really cute. But so you know how they always say that the first year of marriage is the hardest?
Yeah.
Did you find that to be true?
I don't know. I should ask you guys. You're 6 months in, right? You haven't gotten married yet, but you're true, married. Yeah. I would say so. It was definitely pretty hard, especially because, you know, we went from – you know, we were like the good Christian couple, man.
Right.
We had never slept together. We didn't live together. We were like, you know, well, we still are the good Christian couple. But
yeah.
What I mean by that is like it went from like 0 to 60. It went from like literally never anything. Like we never stayed the night in the same house before. To like, hey, we live together now.
Yeah.
You know, and so like the honeymoon was cool and surreal. We went to Mexico, kind of basic, but 19.
Cancun,
doing some Pilates on the beach. You know, we did not go to Senior Frogs because we were scared because we were 19. We had never been at a bar before.
Yeah, you don't want to start with.
I remember we went down the booze cruise, but we didn't know it was a booze cruise. All the cruises are booze cruises in Cancun. They're all booze cruises, and we legit got like scared.
Yeah,
like we were like, what is happening right now? Like, you know, like we were like, we went out to the little island and we came back, and we were like 500 yards from the shore where we were, and we thought where the trip was over, and then they anchor. And then, like, they put out the song Tequila starts playing. And all the crew comes out. All of a sudden, their shirts are off for some reason with these giant, like, three of them. It's like, ole, tequila. And everyone starts cheering. And then the crew is, like, dancing and, like, making out with some of the people. And we're like, what is happening?
Yo, that is the most basic thing I've ever heard of my life.
We didn't know. We thought we were going on the – because we went out to the island.
You thought you were going to see whales?
No, it was like Isla Mujeres. It was like a little cool island where you visited and you got some stupid flip-flops or whatever, and it wasn't very touristy compared. And then just all pandemonium.
Oh my gosh.
So it is a hard year, and add to the fact that we were children just trying to figure it out. So, but I mean, then you throw kids in. They're all good. I asked my dad this yesterday. It was like a random. I was taking him to an appointment, and he was. I asked him like, what were the best years, like season of your life? It was like a deep question that just came out of nowhere. And he had the perspective, which is right, which he said, like, you know, there are, he said the good years had bad times and the bad years had good times. And that's what we feel like in marriage too, is like, well, there are years that are naturally more challenged than hard. Young kid years are the very hardest years. Like, sure. You, because you're sleep deprived, and especially right. with your first kids, you're like, you don't know how to do anything, you know, just absolute pain. But there were amazing, good, fun times. And then even the really good years had their own, you know, struggles. Unique challenges. Yeah. So yeah, it is hard, but I don't know this is necessarily harder than anything else, especially because you guys have been together.
We've lived together, like, kind of.
Like 6 months into
quick,
our
actually.
Relationship.
6 months into our relationship, yeah. We lived together for, I guess it's been 3 years we lived together. A
couple of sinners.
Going on four,
right here.
Steven.
Couple
on four, yeah.
Did you tell the Catholic Church that?
Yeah. Actually, we did.
That's good. Well, you might as well be honest.
I'm already telling my deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah. Might as well tell, like, the easy ones.
Well, because we get the show here in a little bit. I want to wrap this. I want to hear you guys talk about being excited about it. When you, like, close your eyes, is it, like, all stressful, or you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait.
No, I love weddings.
It's going to be awesome.
I love weddings. You know? I think our wedding's going to be the most fun.
You've wanted this your whole life. Were you that girl?
No, not that I wanted this whole life. I wasn't.
I know you didn't want him. That's a
first,
settle.
She wanted a nice Vietnamese Catholic boy, but then she turned 30 and it was like, oh,
I like.
That's a 4-star Uber rating. Like,
you know,
it's not bad.
His teeth are straight, so I think he's fine.
He's funny, I guess.
Off stage.
You know, I feel like. Like right now.
That was a, ha!
Yeah. Okay. All right. Shots fired.
But yeah, like right now I'm stressed about it. You know, I'm mostly because it's like dealing with my family and like
right.
my parents wanting to do their own thing. But I know the day of it, like I just can't wait to just like have fun and dance and party.
That's it.
That's all I want to do is just enjoy it.
I think we're the most fun couple out of like anybody of all of my friends. I think we're the most fun couple.
Why are you gonna make these comparisons? Why are you gonna?
It's just
we're the most.
I mean,
fun
Dustin's sitting right here.
Yeah.
I'm clearly not in the friend group. I am a professional acquaintance.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You'll be
friend wise. I'm trying to move in with Dorothy a little more. Anyway, feeling a little.
Yeah,
more.
I'm the cooler one.
Obviously.
I think it's good. We're gonna have the most fun wedding. I think we're gonna have a very fun wedding. You know.
I'm excited to hear Steven say nice, sweet things to me during our vows.
You know what's funny?
Like, legit. Like, I'm super excited to hear what he's going to say.
So when I proposed, it was her birthday, and then we did a joint birthday, a surprise birthday, and a proposal party. And so I planned that all by myself.
That's, yes, you did. You did.
Thank you. So we had, I don't know, 120, like, over 100 people there. And I said, you know, we sang a happy birthday. And then I said, oh, and one more thing. And then I went down on one knee. And then everyone started screaming so loud. I didn't have to say anything else.
Nobody knew.
Everyone else, like, I've heard other people say that, like, when you propose, you have to do this whole speech or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, I got so lucky that I just went on. And then I didn't realize, like, if no one would have said anything, I would have had to have.
Said
like
something.
I panicked because I didn't have anything prepared.
Yeah,
nothing prepared. I thought that was good.
I blew it. I didn't have a speech either.
Yeah,
I didn't even say yes.
Exactly. Yes. Everyone. I mean, my mom legit. Yo, my mom legit. She was like,
she almost passed out.
She
almost had a John
she almost
English John
English. She almost John Englished. She legit was like, she was screaming so loud. Everyone was like yelling and screaming. So I was like, and then someone mentioned that to me, like, yo, you didn't say anything. I was like, oh, wow.
But
like,
wait a minute, you didn't say yes? Or
I didn't even say yes, no.
Because you were like in shock or you were just like not sure?
A little bit of both. Yeah.
She was like, let me take this to the appraiser real quick and then we'll see.
Yeah. Let's get that Kelly Blue Book on you.
That's CZ though.
Well, I'm excited for you guys.
Thanks, man.
I won't see it. if you could maybe put that on Facebook Live, and I look forward to
it'll be Facebook Live. Look at what you're missing out on, Dustin.
Just follow.
Where's that honey?
Yeah, just follow Mal Hall.
I look forward to doing a honeymoon episode in July. All right, thanks, guys. Love you guys.
That did.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.